Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk, daily motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to help you incorporate healthy routines, build momentum, and better your life.
Day 212. Get comfortable saying, that's not my business, and move on with your thoughts. Even if it has to do with you, it's usually not your business to change whoever said it or thought its mind on the subject, so I wouldn't try. Obviously, you need to respect your intuition, but this is for when you're really reading into stuff. I had a friend who was reading real hard into the text messages he had just gotten from a new love interest, so he spent the next 20 minutes guessing the various possible intentions behind the messages. When he asked my opinion, I told him, that's really none of your business. What is your business is the words that they said and how it made you feel and how you're going to respond. Unless there's an obvious red flag or you're feeling really weird about it, don't read into things further than what they've shown you on the surface. If it took somebody hours to respond, it's probably because they were busy for a few hours. Or they set down their phone, which is healthy. We should all be doing that. And as long as you're taking things as they're presenting themselves on the surface, there's not much more you need to do. The next steps are simply to respond and process how you're feeling about the situation quickly so you can move on with your life. Because what makes you an attractive, amazing, happy individual is when you focus your energy on making yourself a focused and confident and happy individual. And if it's clear that someone's playing games, tell them not to play games with you and then stop playing back. But if you're the type of person that just reads into every little thing as the worst case scenario, you'll be too busy analyzing what the other person might mean instead of being present with what they're actually doing and saying to you. Guessing another person's intention can be really presumptuous. So relinquish yourself to the fact that you don't know, and maybe it's not your business to. And at some point, maybe you'll find out. But if you don't find out, that's okay too, because maybe it was the simplest explanation. And I'll tell you, most of the time it is. If you find yourself assessing over and over what everyone's intentions are, then start asking questions instead of assuming. It's too manipulative to hypothesize somebody's intention, and it's a slippery slope to keep yourself in these toxic loops that can keep a hold on you for so long. And if it's not something you feel comfortable asking or clarifying, that may be all the clarification you needed. Because you should be able to communicate and actively share what's going on with you to your friends and your partners. And you deserve to be heard and respected if things are really affecting you. But if you're just overthinking, sometimes it's best to not. Distract yourself with something else, more productive, more proactive for your brain to distract yourself with. And if you can offer yourself enough distance, think objectively about it. What if a friend was telling you this story? Tell the details and then be honest and authentic. Are you overthinking, or did you need to ask those questions? Do you feel better after the questions, or do you feel kind of guilty? And where's that guilt coming from? Is it coming from the other person making you feel bad, or do you feel bad because you were reading into something? It's okay. We all do it. We all overthink sometimes. There's really nothing wrong with it. It is a negative thinking pattern that can be reversed. And I promise you, the more you practice this, that's not my business mindset on things that really don't need to affect you in the here and now. If you can let go and release some of your control of the current moment and ask yourself objectively, does this need to affect my emotional state right now? Further than it already has. Because if it has, honestly, great. Feel your feelings. That's fair. All of them are valid. But if you're like me and a chronic anxious overthinker, you can find yourself lurking for more content to make you feel disconnected. And it's a cycle. So don't be afraid to break your own cycles by calling yourself out when you're not being objective about a situation. And I'm not saying handle every emotional situation with logic first, but it definitely needs to be taken into consideration if something is consuming your life. And I promise your overthinking brain will thank you for the break and the relief.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Make Your Damn Bed Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's episode. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast. If you could rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, it would also be really incredible. I have been your host, Julie Merica. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow when you make your damn bed.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.